You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As you know, it's, we were gone obviously a couple days last week. Great to be back. Seriously, great to be back on the show, hanging out with you guys again. We were gone because our old producer Nick was getting married. The wedding was on Thursday, but wanted to get out there a day or two early. If I'm going to fly all the way to California, I want to obviously
spend a few days.
And it was a great trip. Loved it. It was gorgeous. The wedding was beautiful. Santa Cruz was gorgeous. All of it. There's a couple things that happened. You want to start with the welcome party? Start with the welcome party, which was Wednesday night. It's about 30 minutes outside of Santa Cruz, up in the
mountains.
Huge, you know, thousands of year old redwoods. I mean, beautiful. And they had a very nice cocktail hour and everything. And we're eating. And most people are just, you know, drinking and eating and talking.
Yeah. It was like a wood-fired pizza situation. Very nice.
Cody lifts up his fork, lifts it up,
examines,
and it's like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're with your wife. I'm like, yeah. I'm standing next to you guys. I'm like, what are you doing? And you're like, nice forks. I go, okay.
What?
He goes, nice forks.
This is exactly how it went, by the way. I'd love to refute this story.
And I'm like,
identical
okay.
To how it
and
happened.
Cody's like, we have these forks too. I go, what do you mean? He goes, these are the forks we have at home. I go, oh, cool.
They were identical to our at-home forks.
And he talked about this the rest of the night. The rest of the night.
We're on the shuttle home at 10 p.m. We're still talking about
He's
it.
He's talking about the
somebody
whole shuttle ride home.
Somebody else brought it up in the shuttle ride home, and I did again, comment on the forks.
About forks.
Honestly, nice forks. Great forks. Can't recommend them enough. Fortessa.
How many of you, honestly, listening, especially, like, if it's been years, can actually tell right this second without like texting your wife or anything, the brand and the exact style of fork you use.
I'm just telling you, man, I've had
you
those
dads
forks
out there because I got progressive dad commercial yeah. vibe. Exactly.
I got those forks for our wedding 12 years ago. They've been our fork that entire time. Drew, I'm not supposed to know my own forks.
Yeah.
It just screams.
I can spot it out of
energy.
A lineup with 200. Part of it is like, nobody said anything, and I was looking.
He was
and
so
I was very
happy.
Excited. I was like, these are excellent forks. High quality.
You took great joy.
Really, really nice. And then I was trying to convince Alex to get new forks because he said his are a bit flimsy. And I suggested that those
and
might also be
And I said, I don't need to
there.
Buy nice forks right now. I don't cook enough, so why would I invest in expensive forks? But you were, yeah, man. It became the forks became the a running joke around the welcome party. But only
yeah,
you, man.
Did.
Only you, man.
Someone
you know?
Asked about it at dinner too, because different forks for the dinner the following night.
Mm, same brand,
different though. Catering. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Same brand, but different fork.
Then
maybe a classier fork.
The other part, and I'm sure everybody's had this experience at some nice event. Maybe it wasn't you, but someone.
God,
so this is now wedding night. This is Thursday evening, 6
cocktail
o'clock.
Hour,
yeah, 6
right before dinner.
6 o'clock or so. The ceremony's already happened. Everybody's just having a drink or two. And we're talking to Nick at this moment,
yeah,
too.
It's
so then
me,
we're talking
Alex,
about the, we're talking
and
to
Nick.
The groom. We're talking to the groom. We're all having a conversation. All of a sudden, you just hear the sound. I wish we had the sound effect. Glass breaking. Mm-hmm. Just right there. And everybody freezes and turns around.
I mean, the entire party.
The
stopped.
Whole, everything got dead silent. I mean, I think the band had already stopped playing, but if they did,
they
would have just frozen. The saxophone would have stopped mid-note. Mm-hmm. Your glass hit the ground, and everybody turns around. Now, Cody, his back was facing everybody. I'm facing a majority of the people, and they all just stare, and Cody refuses to turn around.
Well, I couldn't face it at that moment. First, I want to say, as a clumsy person who's broken a lot of things in my life, I wasn't holding my glass at the time. I had set it on the arm of an Adirondack chair next to me. To my assumption, the glass slid due to some
moisture,
condensation on the outside of the glass and smashed into a million pieces. I've broken a lot of stuff. I have never stopped 50 people from all conversation. So I just stood there. And I was just like, oh, my God.
He refused to turn around, though.
Oh, no.
Everybody staring at us.
By the time I did turn around, everyone was still looking in our general direction. It could not help that we were standing by Nick. There's just
They knew it wasn't Nick. They sure weren't going to be, you know.
Well, if it was Nick, I got to take the heat. Wedding day, you know? You can't be taking the heat for the other guy. So, like, or you have to in that case. So it was just like, oh, man, this is the worst.
Was it one of those things that
Worst.
Was it one of those things that felt like it took 20 seconds for you to actually turn around?
Oh, dude, at least I might have actually taken. It didn't feel like anything. I might have taken 20 seconds. Immediately breaking chairs.
You could feel everybody staring at you, couldn't you?
The back of my head, you could feel every part of it. Other than that, I will say,
great weather.
Everything went pretty normal. A couple of people on the shuttle wanted to give Alex a hard time on the way home. We got the last shuttle of the night with some people who were staying at the same hotel.
We were 30 minutes away from the venue. Yeah.
So, like, in the last shuttle, I started to get a little bit worried it maybe wasn't going to show up because it was, like, 10:30. Oh, really? I was like, this thing ends at 10.
You were there at 10:30?
Is this shuttle coming?
West Coast?
And eventually, it did show up. Yeah, 10:30 local time.
Yeah.
And eventually, it did show up. They were on the shuttle ride home. There were a couple people in the back said, hey, where's Alex? And I said, I don't know. I said, he took an earlier shuttle.
I did.
He took a shuttle before, and they were like, this better come up on the show.
And here we are.
That's exactly what happened. So,
and here we are.
We are discussing it.
Yeah.
How early of a shuttle did you take?
By the time we actually got out of it, 9:30.
Okay. So you were like an hour ahead.
Remember, we were...
I'd love to give you a hard time. It didn't seem egregious at the time he was getting on it.
The shuttle I got on was full. Plenty of other people were heading back. We were 30 minutes... So by the time I got back to the hotel, it was 10. And we had already left for the wedding at 2. So from 2 to 9:30, I was at this wedding. I left early.
Was this the first shuttle that was available?
It was, yeah. But at this point, after we had already talked to Nick
and
his wife, Lindsay, and Cody and I and Emma, Cody's wife, we all had plenty. Like, there was nobody. I had already gone into small talk with other people. It was kind of like there was
had done the parts of the wedding you were done doing.
And so the shuttle was completely full, and knowing that there was only one other shuttle. And here's why. Because if I would have waited, I would have waited for the last shuttle, and I didn't want to wait till 11 o'clock. So
we did a little more dancing and drinking. Then we took the 10:30. I think, you know, it is. They just thought, but also, like, this isn't like a, Alex is a single guy at the wedding where there's, I'll just say,
everybody was already
with possibilities. Do you know what I'm like?
Everybody
it's not
was
like
already,
a let's hang to the end and kind of see where the night goes.
Everybody was coupled up already.
There were 50 people there. Some of them were like, you know, like aunts and uncles. Most people, I don't know if there was a single.
No,
single person.
There wasn't.
I don't want to say for sure.
No, there wasn't.
Maybe everyone we were hanging out, everyone at the table we were
I
at
think
was coupled
people
up.
Were either married or they were in a relationship with somebody. There was not like, there wasn't like, because I had somebody else text me after. They're like, oh, were there any, you know, single bridesmaids? No, nothing.
No, they were, and the wedding party was relatively, you know.
It was like a great wedding, though. Beautiful setting, seriously. It was gorgeous.
Middle of the forest.
Yeah.
It was a no picture ceremony, so you just have to wait till Nick shares them to see them, but. It was very, very, very nice. I will say one thing we didn't talk about. Live band, incredible. They did an awesome job. They had the full live band. They had a saxophone player, a couple of guitarists, two people who did like the singing part of it. Really good. They did a really nice job. I've never been
to a wedding. And Cody liked the forks.
And I liked the forks.
Most importantly.
Fortessa, branded. I got them from Sir La Table at the time, but I don't know.
From where?
Well, it's like a kitchen store, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Sir La Table,
I almost bought a kitchen. I almost bought a new kitchen knife when I was out of town. That was almost the souvenir I purchased. Oof.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.